This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Security forces shot dead three people during nationwide protests in Sudan on Saturday, according to a doctor's committee, as hundreds of thousands of people demanded the restoration of a civilian-led government after a military coup. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener has more.
In the capital of Khartoum, security forces used tear gas and gunfire to try to disperse a huge crowd. Protesters on Saturday carried Sudanese flags and chanted slogans like, "Military rule can't be praised," as they marched in neighborhoods across Khartoum and beyond. Thousands of people have already demonstrated this week against the ousting of Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok's cabinet on Monday by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and at least 13 protesters have been killed in clashes with security forces. The takeover has led Western states to freeze hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to Sudan, where an economic crisis has seen shortages of food and medicine, and where nearly a third of the population is in need of urgent humanitarian support.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. Tigrayan forces said Saturday they had seized the strategic town of Desi in Ethiopia's Amhara region, where tens of thousands of ethnic Amharas have sought refuge from an escalation in fighting. A spokesperson for the Tigray People's Liberation Front told the Reuters news agency by satellite phone that fighters pushed Ethiopian government forces from Desi and were headed toward the town of Kombolcha. The capture of Desi would be a strategic gain for Tigrayan fighters against the central government forces, who are trying to dislodge them from the Amhara region. War broke out nearly a year ago between federal troops and the TPLF. Thousands of people have been killed, and more than 2 million people have been forced to flee. This is VOA News. A summit of leaders from the world's powerhouse economies got underway Saturday in Rome with the challenge to pick up the pace in getting vaccines to poor countries. Italian Premier Mario Draghi, hosting the Group of 20's two-day gathering, blasted the gaping global COVID-19 vaccine gap as morally unacceptable. Draghi lamented that only 3% of people in the world's poorest countries are vaccinated, while 70% in rich countries have had at least one shot.
These differences are morally unacceptable and undermine the global recovery.
The leaders of the world's economic powers are taking part in the first in-person summit since the coronavirus pandemic. The first day focused on global health and the economy, with a meeting on the sidelines about Iran's nuclear program. The United States and the European Union are settling a diplomatic rift over Trump-era steel and aluminum tariffs, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The White House says the tariffs won't be removed entirely, but under a new agreement with the EU, some quantity of European steel and aluminum will be allowed to enter the U.S. without tariffs. In exchange, the EU is dropping retaliatory tariffs and will ensure steel entering the U.S. via Europe is produced entirely in Europe. The Trump administration imposed the tariffs in 2018, claiming foreign steel and aluminum were a threat to U.S. national security. That justification outraged Europeans and other allies, prompting counter-tariffs on an array of U.S.-made goods, including motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, and jeans. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United Arab Emirates has joined several other Gulf countries in withdrawing its ambassador from Lebanon, while Kuwait has given Lebanon's ambassador 48 hours to leave. The moves came after Lebanon's information minister, Georges Kordahi, criticized the war in Yemen, in which a Saudi-backed coalition is fighting Houthi rebels backed by Iran. The diplomatic dispute, which has also seen Bahrain expel Lebanon's envoy, has dealt another blow to Lebanon, which is already in the midst of crippling political and economic crises. Local officials and witnesses said Saturday that Taliban fighters shot dead two wedding guests who were listening to music, forcing Afghanistan's new government to insist such attacks are not authorized. A relative of the victim said Taliban fighters had opened fire while music was playing at a wedding in Nangarhar province in the east of the country. Government spokesman Zabihullah Mujahideen said it was not Taliban policy to execute music lovers. Visit VOAnews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.